So from my father, myself, and the Trump campaign, I want to congratulate descendants of the Utah Pioneers. Through trials and tribulations, they have built wonderful communities based on law and order and compassion for their neighbors.
As part of a media call on Thursday, in honor of Utah's Pioneer Day, Donald Trump Jr. spoke of how his father, the president, is working to support religious freedoms, from ensuring faith organizations have strong advocates in the White House and supporting prayers in schools. Trump Jr. says he does not believe his father's Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, will provide the same support.
Now it's clear that he's too busy embracing the radical socialist agenda put forth by the joint Bernie Sanders-Biden plan, and ultimately really not standing up for religious communities who embody the true American spirit.
As a historically conservative state, Utah's electoral votes went to Trump in 2016, and Trump Jr. says he expects to see that again. He also says his father has supported issues that matter to members of the state's predominant faith.
I think if you're an LDS voter, I could actually legitimately understand the skepticism. I spoke with many of you in 2016. Would Donald Trump deliver for religious liberty? Would Donald Trump be as pro-life as he said he's going to be? If your children are off on their missions and something happens, is Donald Trump going to bring them back? Guess what? He's delivered on all of those promises, probably more so than any conservative, any president in modern history.
While in Utah, Trump Jr. also supported the Republican candidate for Utah's 4th congressional district, Burgess Owens, at a campaign event in Sandy. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.